Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent and Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Drake, is with us again, talking now about the case of Dr. John Forsythe in the Ozarks. I had a chance to take a listen to an interview that his brother gave, and it was very, very interesting what he was talking about. Saying that right before John's disappearance, he says that his brother was unusually generous, more than normal, I should state, because he said his brother was very much a philanthropist, always gave back, was always the guy that was there helping people. So it was above and beyond his already normal generous behavior, giving gifts to his mother of jewelry. He said that he received something very special and personal, didn't want to reveal what it was. And then even signed over his financial interest in his business, in the crypto business, to his brother right before he went missing. They also stated that he had two phones, but explained it. Well, he's a doctor in a lot of rural areas. One's a city phone, one's a country phone. Makes sense. But then three more phones found in his RV, which the RV in itself may be kind of an interesting thing. Rather odd behavior, if you will, for someone who has everything going for them, at least on the outside looking in, it is now, or it could just been him celebrating having wealth and feeling generous. I don't know. It could be looked at in almost either way. What's your thoughts on some of those comments that have been made?
So, yeah, I mean, we all know that that kind of behavior looks like, okay, that's what some suicidal people do before they take themselves out. Yes. Okay. I still think this is the most unusual case because I think we're going to sit back and just keep watching and observing. There was a lot going on in this person's life that we're unaware of. Mm-hmm. There is just tremendous amount here because, so again, it doesn't fit the pattern of everything's pointing to suicide, but maybe someone who was aware of my life's in danger and the outcome might not be the best. But we still don't know what that is. But there's a lot of things that are like your, all the details you're sharing are pointing at there's things here that just don't add up. Mm-hmm. And it's I think we're still going to be pretty shocked when we finally find out, hopefully we'll find out what really sparked and caused this entire thing. I think there's a lot going on in this doctor's life. I mean, he's got a complicated life. I mean, so behaviorally, again, we are only taking a very small snapshot of what we're seeing from the brother's interview and what we're seeing in the press. Mm-hmm. But here's someone who has extremely high operational tempo. his tempo of life is tremendous. He's always busy. And his brother even said how many hours a week. He's typically works 68, 80 hours a week, I think.
While having like seven children and being dad and all that. And running another business as well.
He had a high need. So people that generally have that kind of high tempo, I'm one of these high tempo people. I'm always having to have movement in my life in some way. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing to do if you have that kind of personality is to be completely transparent with those you love around you with that personality and those things you're doing, because otherwise you can start going down a path that might get you in trouble by mistake. And so I think that's what probably might have happened in this case, is that we have someone with a lot of good intention, a lot of goodwill, a lot of humanity about him for the things he's doing, the generosity he has, compassion for human beings. But he might have taken himself and all that energy down a path by mistake. Shame started coming into play. When shame gets introduced, whether it's by ourselves or by others that are trying to manipulate us, they become powerful forces, especially if you have a reputation and you identify yourself as this type of individual, as a doctor, as a caretaker, as a provider, and someone tries to rip or threaten that identity. It causes us and can cause us to do things that are not very congruent with healthy things. That's how poor children that get victimized and trafficked or used by horrendous pedophiles out there. I did work with a group in the past and called Innocent Lies Foundation, and people that groom people for these really bad things use shame in a, such a horrible way against us. And these victims think it's all their fault, and it's not. It's the people are using it against them. So who knows what's going on here, but I think he had a lot of energy. He had a lot of need for movement in his life and all these behaviors coming together. He might have gone down a path that someone was using against him to kept him from being transparent about the things he was doing that might have caused this. Again, a lot of conjecture there, but that's all we can do right now until we can kind of sit back and kind of let investigators keep digging, because I really think there's some interesting things we're going to find out about this guy's life.
When you look at his motor, like you've been talking about, and the amount of energy that he has to do all these things, and obviously this is a way of life for him. This is all he knows. This is how he operates. Mm-hmm. So everything's always going to be moving. And like you're saying, sometimes you can start going down a wrong path without even knowing it until you're too far down it. The road that a lot of people will think and go to is, oh, well, somebody, you know, maybe they killed him. Maybe he got mixed up with the wrong people. But you're talking about shame here as well. And if that was introduced in some way, shape, or form, who knows what it could possibly be? Just completely speculating. Maybe there was some sort of financial difficulty that suddenly, you know, wiped all that wealth off the map or the continued income of it, which would be very devastating if you've become accustomed to it, as have other people if they're relying on you. Or if there is some sort of danger to him or to other loved ones, and you have that sort of motor that can go very quick up and positive, could it also, if it's aimed slightly down, it can also drive you way down emotionally into the ground just as fast? And I know a lot of his family says they do not believe that it could possibly be suicide by any means. But what do you say to that, with understanding a person like this, a personality that we understand thus far about him, with a motor like that, the ability to hide any sort of sorrow or sadness that could end up leading to suicide? Do you think he could have been someone that was hiding something very well in terms of his emotional state, and no one really realized how much he was suffering if the route is that he took his own life?
100%. You know, because the shame that some people feel, we all feel shame, but this more, some of us more than others, especially if you have that identity that he had, you can really suppress it as best you can, and then it can bubble up, and chemical imbalances can happen very rapidly with people, and it can be caused from a myriad of different things. And I mean, assisted suicides are potentially in here as well and part of the mix. I mean, that's why I'm saying nothing should be ruled out when it comes to this, but I'm completely with you. And that is, obviously there's something that was hidden that we're unaware of. That's why we have all these questions. And part of that hidden thing about him could be exactly what he's emotionally feeling as well. We can't, unfortunately, you know, mental health is a thing that people have a lot of shame about, especially if you're a physician taking care of others. That is, it's critical to take care of ourselves and have those around us ask and poke at those deep questions. But this is a smart guy with a lot of reps in life about how to maybe suppress those things, hide them from others, to keep up that brave front for others. He thinks that was tied to his identity of who he was, who he's expected to be for others. But again, no idea, just because there's so many, man, there's so many things in here.
What I'm wondering is if he was living a life where there was no option for failure. And in life, that's not how life works, obviously. There's going to be failures. There's going to be trials and tribulations and issues. And there'll be great times, too. But if you're always on the, we're going, this is great, and everything's going, if a bump in the road comes, what other people may perceive as a bump, and just be like, well, it's, you know, that happens. If you're always on it and you have very few bumps just because you're that type of an individual, I think sometimes even small ones could really throw you for a loop.
Absolutely. And how people resolve them is also, you can't predict it. So you take a case like Alex Murdoch. So here's a guy that has been accused and convicted of killing his wife and son. And part of that was bilking people out of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And yet he didn't kill himself.
True.
And that is a dark life with a lot of power that's about to be ripped away from him. And he didn't kill himself. Granted, he tried to have someone else kill him. At least that was what was claimed. But, and then you have a case like this where someone who is goes so far and above to take care of others, and he may have. The human psyche is such a complex thing that, I mean, if we were really good at a species of doing it and predicting it and understanding it, we wouldn't have all these tragedies around us.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. You can find out more about him and his books and work at peopleformula.com. Hey, if you guys want an ad-free version of the podcast, you can listen and binge without ads and go through the archive. Check us out at Apple Podcasts. You can get that right there and become a premium subscriber to the True Crime Today family. You get access to all of our True Crime podcasts. There's like 14 of them now. It's a lot. You can go check it out. Get access to all of it as a True Crime Today Premium Plus member. Sign up through Apple Podcasts right now. Just go to our page there and click. It's that easy. You can try it for 3 days free. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.